The Autumn Journey East. It was to this end that the two launched on a journey east in the autumn of 1866. Ellen was on the lookout for situations that would challenge her husband's faith and strength. The announcement of the New York State meeting, to be held September 28 to October 1, caught her eye. This was to convene at Roosevelt, New York, a town not too far from the Lindsays in Olcott, and the Abbeys at Brookfield. Both families were close friends of long standing. The Lindsays were among those James had called to Rochester to join in prayer for his healing. Then too, Ellen's father, living with the Beldens in Connecticut, was ill and apparently dying. He was urging her to come that he might see her once more. She decided to take her husband and Willie, and start out for Connecticut by way of Roosevelt, New York. The following announcement appeared on the back page of the review. Brother and Sister White left Battle Creek for the East, Tuesday, September 11. It was thought that the journey, and the change of associations and influences, might be of benefit to him, while she wishes to visit an aged father now residing in Connecticut, and other friends there. We trust the move will surpass the anticipations of all in its beneficial results. The Review and Herald, September 18, 1860. That not all had faith in the venture is evident from the tone of the closing sentence of the announcement. From this point on, the readers of the review were left in the dark as to the White's activities, and any progress James might be making health-wise, until January, 1867. Edson was left in Michigan, with whom, the records do not disclose. From Ellen's letters to him we gain some word on the journey. Ellen took James to the Ira Abbey home, at Brookfield. To her disappointment, he was too ill to attempt to attend the meetings at Roosevelt. She could now see that James could not accompany her to visit her father in Connecticut. This trip would take her away from James for several weeks. She would leave him at the Abbey home.